I'll be right there. It's the news, according to me. Oh, I am late. That's what I am this morning. It's not even morning. It's afternoon. It's almost, the day's about over. It's the 1500 hour here. It's when there's only 24 hours in a day. So we're on the 1518. It is 3:18 on Thursday, February 2nd, 2023. And I am here. I'm your faithful host. I am at the worldwide headquarters, by the way, today. And that's all I can say about that. The I've been working my fingers to the bone here last couple of days. I've got a lot to get done this week before I get to the next week. Next week I'll be gone quite a bit. I'll be gone for the next couple of weeks. Actually, for the next 90 days, I'll be gone quite a bit over the next 90 days. Hopefully, it'll be very, very stressful, very busy working kind of atmosphere over the next while. New training, new company, new break-in period with what's going on. And I have a new cup. It's a cup that I'll be throwing away. But I've got sweet tea this morning or this afternoon. And I actually stopped into Long John Silver's. I know a lot of people don't like Long John Silver's. I tend to like, I like the fish combo meal with the green beans. I like the fact that I can get something besides French fries. And their fish, you know, if you pick all the, you know, the big chunks of fried breading off, it's actually not too bad. Usually, it's a white fish. It's not usually too bad. Sometimes I do the add a piece of chicken thing, and it's, you know, that's greasy. It's not a lot of grease in there, but it's, you know, it's, there's also a lot of fish oil. Sweet tea is probably the most damaging, but I can get green beans or, you know, corn is, I like corn, but it's not the best thing for you, believe it or not. But green beans or, you know, I think they have coleslaw and that kind of stuff too, but I usually get the green beans. You know, so it's not so bad. But I have sweet tea here. I got a large sweet tea from Long John Silver's. Now, Long John Silver's is about halfway up the scale on the, and of course, at the top of the piggy pile is Chick-fil-A. It's the gold standard of sweet teas from restaurants. About halfway down is the, maybe a little, I'd say a little above average Long John Silver's. Believe it or not, Culver's does not have the best sweet tea in the world. It has kind of a weird taste to it. I don't know what it is about it. It's not my thing. Now, Hacienda in this area, I know that's not all over the country. Hacienda, it's a limited chain. I've been surprised that it has not gone national. You can't find them in a lot of places. And I realize that most of the stuff that they cook is all pre-made and it's all heated up in a microwave. But it's this kind of a faux Mexican food, I guess. But it's not bad. They have sweet tea and it's okay. I tend to go, if I find out somebody doesn't have sweet tea, I have a tendency, my wife kind of drives her nuts a little bit. Restaurants that she really likes to go to, if they don't have sweet tea, I don't care to go there. Now, where's the one place that here? What the Texas Roadhouse has pretty good tea. They're probably up there in the standard of, you know, they're just below a little bit below Chick-fil-A. Not too bad. Sweet tea there is usually pretty good. And I like to go to Texas Roadhouse. I also like to go to Olive Garden because they have the used to be peach Bellini, now it's just raspberry peach. A few other places around have sweet tea. It always cracks me up when they say, "Well, we don't have sweet. We have regular tea, but I can bring you sugar and we can put sugar in it for you." I just look at them like, and they look at me and go, "I know it's not the same." When I give them the look, they know what's coming next. If you know that, then why are you even suggesting it? That's my question. So that's what ends up happening. They end up I just say, just give me a Coke or just bring me some water. I'm not coming back here ever again. I had a lady one time try to fool me on that. She brought me what was supposed to be a sweet tea. And I said, this isn't sweet tea. She's, oh, sorry. So she comes back with, she took the cup away. She comes back. And as I put my straw in, it started to stir a little bit. I noticed there was sugar coming up off the bottom. It's like, okay, so that's the game we're going to play here. So later on, as I was paying my bill and giving her a nice tip, because, you know, bless those who persecute you. I let her know. I said, you know, putting sugar in the tea is not the same as sweet tea. And anyone who knows anything about sweet tea, you're not fooling me here, lady. I let her know about it. I don't think she took it well. I was nice enough about it. I gave her a nice tip. She thought she had fooled me. You can't fool a sweet tea connoisseur. I can't even spell connoisseur. But I are one. That's one thing I am. I are. But I'm not a doctor or a lawyer. I'm not an epidemiologist I'm not always on time either. I'm not a financial coach or counselor, a life coach, virologist, CPA. Can't even spell CPA. So I have a lot of things that I'm not, but I'm not going to get into that. This morning I was watching this big, long, oh my goodness, it was everybody, Boebert, everybody was on there, Biggs. All these people were on there talking about how they're going to impeach Mayorkas because of the disaster at the border. He's doing a terrible job at the border. The more they went on about this whole thing, a couple of them happened to mention, yeah, Biden's really the one who's in charge. Yeah, duh. So you think you can impeach Mayorkas? Does that mean he has to step down? I always wonder about this impeachment stuff. What does that mean, even? People get impeached. Clinton was impeached. He stayed in office the rest of the time. Trump was impeached. How many times was Trump impeached? The House. Nancy Pelosi said, he's impeached forever. He's been impeached and he's impeached forever. Doesn't matter what the Senate does. He was impeached. Well, that's good for you, Nancy. That's something. And exactly what does that do for the rest of us? And by the way, the House actually repealed that. I know there's an article to do it. I don't know whether they actually voted on it yet or not, but they're actually planning on repealing his impeachment. Nancy will spin, she will. It's the hysteria is off the charts with these people. So, but they went on, this whole political football. We're going to get rid of Mayorkas. Oh, Mayorkas needs to resign, and we're going to impeach him. All right, well, who do you think, what orders do you think he's following? Whose policy do you think he's enforcing? The problem is with these people, this goes on and on. This goes everything from COVID to the border to Joe Biden's document issues. Anything you can think of, trade, the deficit, spending, Ukraine, anything of this nature. There's no accountability here. What are you going to do about it? Let's say you get rid of Mayorkas and they stick somebody else in there. He's acting at the pleasure of the president. He's imposing the president's policies. This administration is to blame for this. Go after Biden for this disaster. The problem is, all these people on all these different subjects, here's the issue. They change the definition of what it means to have a controlled border. You see, they don't see operational control of the border as what they see is they see where they see the problem is. The problem is it's illegal to cross the border. We just need to make the border so it's not illegal to cross it. And that gets rid of the illegal immigration problem right there. We solved the illegal immigration problem by making it legal to cross the border anytime you want to. That's the way these people think. We need comprehensive immigration reform. That's what they're talking about. When they talk about immigration reform, they're talking about amnesty and an open border at the same time. No control of the border. Just come on in. Come right on in. Just pull up a chair and sit down there. We'll give you a free meal and a nice hotel. Oh, by the way, it's the Democrats, so you have to vote for us. That's what they're hoping for. And folks, this is... They did the same thing with the vaccines. Well, just because you got the shot doesn't mean you can't get it. There'll be
a few breakthrough cases. Going to be some breakthrough cases.
Yeah. Like everybody is going to get it. And not only that, you can spread it, by the way. Not only can you get it, but you can spread it. But you better make sure that other person who's unvaccinated, but this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. You're going to be filling up the hospitals and clogging up the cemeteries because you're not vaccinated. Well, folks, they've been threatening. That was over a year ago they were threatening that. There is some serious issues here now. And it's Dr. John Campbell. I was listening to Dr. Campbell this morning. It's so hilarious when this guy gets, quote, worked up, when he gets emotionally charged about something, because he's like Spock. He really doesn't show any emotion whatsoever. But he does start to say some things. There is absolute, concrete, unequivocal evidence now that vitamin D is dang near as effective as the vaccine with regard to keeping people out of intensive care, out of the hospital, and keeping you from getting COVID. Vitamin D. Now, if you understand vitamin D, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a vitamologist. Vitamin D is basically, it's converted by the sun. When you're out in the sun, your skin creates vitamin D in your system, and that's how you get vitamin D. Locking everybody up in rooms. Now, think about this. And one of the things that he's absolutely upset about this, because for one, the U.S., Britain, Australia, most of the Western world has not been doing these studies. The studies have been coming from Italy and other places in Europe that basically are just doing the studies. The 72% effective, exactly 70. It's not the only study, and it's peer reviewed and it's unequivocal. I'm not even sure what that means. He was upset, and to hear him when he gets upset, it's almost hilarious because he really doesn't show it. But you can tell he's upset by the way he talks and the things he says. He said it's I can't remember the words that he used when he was talking about how upset he was with the current people who are. What just happened to my? Oh, I see. Never mind. I thought I just lost my recording. I thought it was. When he's talking about the people who are, you know, the leadership in the scientific world, and what he realizes is, you know, when you look into it, vitamin D is basically dirt cheap compared to what it costs to create the vaccines and all. The big pharma can't make anything on vitamin D. He was on fire this morning talking about it. Now for him, he is a strictly by the books, by the numbers guy. And what is upsetting him is that there's nothing coming from the administration, coming from, and I want to say administration, I mean anyone in any kind of areas of power within government agencies whatsoever, are pretty much just ignoring this whole thing. Not saying a word about it. It's 72% effective. And it actually helps your immune system keep you from even getting it. But it certainly alleviates a lot of the issues. Now, that doesn't mean that if you take vitamin D, you're going to, you know, it's going to be good enough for you. The point is here that they give you nothing. They give you nothing. You have COVID, go home. Stay inside. Don't get out in the sun. Stay inside. In fact, he was really upset about the fact that nursing homes, of course, they locked everybody up in a nursing home for how many months was that? When potentially some people getting outside once in a while could have actually given them that charge of vitamin D, or just giving them vitamin D. Now, vitamin, you can't really, your body, you can ingest vitamin D, you can take it. The liquid tabs, I take a little bit of both. I take the liquid as well. It depends on what time of day. I actually take vitamin D in the evenings. I've heard that it kind of helps you sleep. It's better for you during your sleep cycles. It's better for you to have vitamin D in your body. However, vitamin D is also created when you're out in the sun. For your skin's exposure to the sun will give you vitamin D. Will create vitamin D. Your body will do that, I think. I don't know. But apparently you can't absorb it as well if you take it. But it's still good. Don't get me wrong. But taking vitamin D is also good, because if your body can absorb it, or what it does absorb is good for you. But of course, now if Trump would have came out and said this, you know, and he was talking about looking at alternatives and other things that but they didn't want to have anything to do with that. They were poo-pooing anything he would say, hydroxychloroquine, anything. That was the stuff that Joe Rogan used, that they were saying, calling it horse paste. And he confronted Gupta on his show and said, "Your network lied. They lied." Oh, no, they didn't. Yes, they lied. This is what they said. And you were right there in the interview when they said it, and you didn't confront him. He went after him for it. I'm telling you, there's a lot of this has a lot to do with that. But let's get back to my orcas. If these, you know, the House representatives were out there, there's probably 10 of them, and they all had their little speech to make, talking about all the stuff that's coming across the border, all the fentanyl, all the human trafficking, all the stuff that's happening, the criminals, the terrorists, people on the terror watch list have been caught. How many have not been caught? That's really where the question is. This goes on and on and on. Now, as they're saying, as they're doing and saying this stuff, they fail to admit or say to any great degree, what the degree that they should be going after, is Joe Biden. You're just going to have the same policies. And the policies are, we let anybody in. The reason they think it's under control is because, yeah, it's under control because it's what we want to have happen. So therefore, it's under control. They have a catch and release program where they catch you or they process you. Then they let you sit. What they're hoping for is amnesty at some point. That's what they want to try to, that's what they want to accomplish that. That's what they're going to do. They want to change the face of this nation in terms of demographics for socialists, for collectivists, for people dependent on free stuff. Because as soon as you walk in the door, you start getting debit cards, you get, you know, free travel to some place in the country, and they start planting people all over the place. And they're planting people in red states. It's amazing to me that people aren't seeing this. I'm going to change gears. Speaking of things that people aren't noticing, that the news media doesn't seem to find suspicious whatsoever. Joe Biden. About 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago. Takes off on a little trip to Camp David. And oh, by the way, he's going to do a little side trip for a day or two at his beach house. the one place that the FBI and nobody else apparently has been searching for anything yet. So guess what? He's going to take this. I'm going to take a trip to Camp David. So the helicopter flew off to Camp David. And then he took a little side trip over to his beach house. Spent some time there with his lawyers. Went back to Camp David. And then the helicopter comes back from Camp David. Oh, and then the FBI decides last couple days ago, well, that's a planned search. We're gonna have a search of his beach house. Oh, how convenient. You give him a chance to go through the place first. With a paper shredder company pulling up beside it. And then all of a sudden, here comes the FBI. We're gonna do a search now. Oh, we didn't find anything. We found a couple note cards with some documents on it from his time as vice president. I had to confiscate those. Seriously. This is what we're supposed to sit here and think that this is a legitimate search of his. Well, he's being very transparent. It was a planned search. Well, aren't most searches planned? Did you plan to search Trump's place? No, it just happened. It was spontaneous. Oh, just all of a sudden, it just happened. It just broke out. Somebody watched a video, and the next thing you know, we're just searching Trump's house in a locked room where we knew the documents were. Oh, we had to search the rest of the house too. We had to search go through Melania's closet because we didn't know what was in there, and we had to take some pictures and leak those to the press after we scattered the papers all over the place. This is the way. We're supposed to believe these people, and they wonder why we don't give them any credibility, why they're losing credibility. Frankly, I wonder if they even care about their credibility at this point. I don't think they do. I don't think they have a bit of concern at all about their credibility, because they're just going to do what they're going to do. Like I said yesterday, I don't believe that this document issue is going to turn into anything at all. They're gonna wait it out. It's gonna get old. It's gonna be an old story. At some point, Biden's gonna come out and say, just like he did with Trump when he was in the debate, he's gonna come out and say, "Well, we got all kinds of people. We got the FBI saying that I'm cleared of all issues, and there's no problem here. I got 51 people signed a letter. So there's no there." Really? Okay. That's the way we're gonna go with this then. It's going to go away. There is criminal. Joe Biden shouldn't be impeached. He should be in prison. If you want to talk about somebody who should be in prison, it's Joe Biden. For so many reasons. The influence peddling that was going on with Hunter is blatantly obvious. But thank goodness the FBI got Martha Stewart. Thank goodness the FBI got Michael Flynn. Oh, what'd they get him for? Lying to the FBI, but he didn't really lie. But they got him for that anyway. What'd they get Martha Stewart for? Lying to the FBI. Didn't get her. They got her for a process crime. A process crime. Not for actually insider. They were investigating her for insider trading. She didn't go to prison for that. She went to prison for lying to the FBI, which was later found out to be more of a misunderstanding. The whole thing with Michael Flynn was a setup from the very beginning. From the very beginning, James Comey has bragged about this. Let's just send some guys over. Normally, with any other administration, we would work through proper channels to go talk to somebody. But in this case, let's just send some guys over because they're just chaos over there right now. They're not organized. I thought it was really funny. That's what we're dealing with here, folks. Ilhan Omar. has thrown her little tizzy now because she's been officially booted out of the Foreign Affairs Committee now. She has no business on the Foreign Affairs Committee. No business whatsoever. None. You cannot put someone on the Foreign Affairs Committee who hates this country. And she hates this country with a passion. And now she's claiming racism. It's racism. That's why Kevin McCarthy's booting her off the Foreign Affairs Committee. It has nothing to do with what she said about other countries or what she said about this country or the fact that she hates this country. That's the fact that she called our military equal to the Taliban. Or I think it was actually she compared them to ISIS or something. It's pretty damning. She didn't know that anything, mentioning something about all about the Benjamins, that was a slur when she was talking about Israel. Now, I don't think we should just embrace everything Israel does as a government. However, I do believe we need to be careful with the people of Israel. Look, they are an ally. They are really the only, you want to call it, democratic country in that region. In fact, they're, in my opinion, they're the only, it's the only sane government in that area. Most every place else is all dictatorships. The money that is given and donated and sent to them, to other areas, like the Palestinian area. It never gets to the people. This is so much like what happens in this country with a lot of the non-government organizations. Dan Bongino, speaking of which, Dan Bongino today was tearing out. He literally ripped the lid off of some things that were happening with this whole Obama administration and George Soros and an organization that they formed in order to work through the side channels so they could work with George Soros on the funding that he was providing for things that had to do with certain, certain organizations around the world and the voting issues and all the other things that were going on. They have this little side business thing, this little side organization, NGO. NGOs and that's not the first time it's happened, folks. NGOs have been, they're getting very skilled at using NGOs. Acorn was one for a long time. That was a huge one, almost too big to hide. And then they said, well, we're disbanding it. So all they did was break it up into different, it's like 12 different organizations now, all working for the same purpose. This is what they do all the time. They're getting very good at it now. That's why Obama is still in Washington, living in a house with Michelle, And guess who else? Valerie Jarrett, by the way, from Iran, is the hand inside the puppet of Barack Obama. He can barely live without her. He can't hardly really function at all without her telling him what to do. Not many people understand this is what's going on, but why, she's still there. She's still living in the same housing unit. That's just bizarre, folks. There is so much corruption right now. And I wish I had just nothing but fun and wonderful, warm, fuzzy stories for you this morning, this afternoon, this evening, whatever this is. One thing that sounds good on paper is that unemployment numbers, new filings, I should say, are still below 100,000 for the quarter or for the month. I can't remember. I think it's for the month, for last month. And that's a good thing. It's been down in that range the last 3 months. It's been down. Here's the problem with that. that becomes a new norm because people stop looking for work. That doesn't mean people aren't working. Here's the other issue, is that this whole Emergencies Act, we're still under emergency powers that the president has, that the government has. Part of that Emergency Act, if it goes away, is the additional federal funding for people who are unemployed, filing for unemployment benefits. They're getting all that additional pay. There have been people who haven't been working for 3 years, making more money than they made when they were working. In theory, when this goes away, when they retract the Emergency Powers Act, it will supposedly make those benefits go away. Now, my understanding is they're going to try to keep those benefits in place. I'm not sure exactly how they're going to do that, because they're all concerned about these people all of a sudden losing their benefits. Well, that means that they have to get back to work. That's what that means. People have thought that this free ride is just going to keep on going forever. It is not. They don't really seem to care. So that's one of their major concerns right now. And, of course, they're always concerned about that kind of crazy stuff. A couple things that I've jotted down here. I just happened to find my notes here. Let's see if there's anything here I happen to not talk about. The fascist donors. Yeah, that's true. This country is... Yeah. But here's a point that I want to cover. Tomorrow morning, by the way, tomorrow morning's show is going to be live. Probably right here from the headquarters. That's the plan. I plan on coming in here in the morning at some point. Again, anytime it can be on, anytime in between 8 and 9 o'clock it will be starting. So I'm not sure when that's going to happen. I've got a few things I want to prepare, some audio clips. The live show always goes better if I have audio clips. So I'll try to get some things prepared. I'd like to find that 911 call that when Paul Pelosi was calling 911. The ridiculous nature of that call, plus some other things. I might try to get Ilhan Omar's speech that she made. And of course she always talks so pleasantly when she talks. She sounds really mean all the time, mad. She's mad at everything. Some statements that have been made by stuff like that. It's going to be happening tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, between 8 and 9 o'clock Eastern time, should have a live show on. Now, getting back to some things here about here's one of the things I jotted down. People were talking about racism, and racism seems to be the only thing that is not illegal that seems to have a death sentence attached to it. This country, you have the right to be stupid. You have the right to believe stupid things and even do stupid things, but you have the right to believe stupid things and talk about and have stupid opinions. White supremacy is one of those things. Now, speaking of this, I'm going to get off on this AI thing. Paul Joseph Jackson, I think is his name. Paul Joseph Watson. I don't know what his name is. I occasionally watch. He's kind of a he's a little bit of a brash guy. Interesting fella. He used to work for Alex Jones, but he usually has a thing, a video about every day. Today he was experimenting with AI. He was putting in something. Write a poem about President Trump. He asked the AI. I think it's the what is it? AI get AI, whatever it is. GT, whatever it is. I've experimented with that a little bit. You ask it to do something for you and see what it comes out. I thought, I can write a book that way. Or there's ways of speeding up how you can write a book, which you can put together. Anyway, he asks this thing about write a poem about Donald Trump. I'm unable to write anything about, people say, well, it goes on with this explanation of why it can't write a poem about Donald Trump. Write a poem about Joe Biden. It spits it right out. Joe Biden is the leader of the land, blah, 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 blah. It goes on just how wonderful Joe Biden is. There was a couple other things that asked concerning Donald Trump. It wouldn't answer. It would. I can't do that. Then it said something about I think it was racism, white supremacy, something like that. And it came back and said, I can't, white supremacy is a bad thing. Can't talk about that. I don't have within my, somehow it was unable within its algorithms to be able to do anything with that. Then it said, okay, come back and say, to celebrating white people, something to celebrate white people. It couldn't do that. It was unable to do that. Do something to celebrate black people. It spit out a huge, long, practically a novel. Interestingly enough. Now, if you don't think that AI, first of all, AI is a myth. Artificial intelligence is a myth. There has to be core programming. I think Elon Musk actually was one of the people who mentioned this. But there have been other people who've been seriously involved in artificial intelligence, and they say you have to have a core philosophy, a core set of standards in order for AI to exist and for it to perpetuate and continue to go forward with the things that it's going to spit out. Somebody has to have that programmed into the intelligence system. What we're calling AI right now is really a smattering of collective thought gleaned from the internet. It's kind of like if you type something into an internet search like Google. Now the company Google and Alphabet have basically been on the forefront of AI for a long time. They're using AI now for all this chat help. This little box pops up when you're on somebody's website, maybe shopping for something or whatever, and this little box pops up down below, and you have a question. You can type in your question, and this little automatic thing will spit out the answer to you based on their little database. It will answer the question as if it's a real person. This is supposedly artificial intelligence. All this artificial intelligence stuff is doing is scanning the internet, much like a Google search or a web search, collecting the information, putting it together, and synthesizing it into a cogent statement or a cogent response. That's all this is. And they're calling it artificial intelligence. Now, it can get better and better and better at what it's doing. More refined, to the point where you think you're getting better information or more information, faster information. Of course, like any search at all, the more information you put in, the more specific it's going to be, or the more synthesized it will become. So, in the process of all of this, we start to think that, this is so much smarter. It's so smart. I just type this in, and it's learning from itself. No, it doesn't learn anything. The core programming that they put into this thing initially builds on itself and develops a learning process, much like your car learns how you drive. I had an adaptive computer system on one of the cars I had where it would learn how you drive, and it would start to tune the car according to the way you drive. Over the course of 100 miles, it would tune the car, maybe it was 1,000 miles, it would tune the car, theoretically, based on how you drive the car. So if you do 90% city driving, it's going to tune the car appropriately for that. I don't know what it was all about. I think cars now do that. That's just all cars do that. You can buy a cheapest car in the world. I think probably does that now. But initially, back in the 2001, 2002 era, that was a big deal. 20 years later, everything's got it. It's more, it's smaller, it's more sophisticated now on the more expensive cars. Some of them, you can pull up to a stop sign, the car shuts off. Let off the brake and the car starts back up again. That's, you know, city driving, you're going to wear out your starter pretty fast with that. I haven't heard of anybody wearing out their starters, but apparently they've, you know, designed the starters now where they work pretty well. But it's amazing to me how many times I've been walking down the street, going across the sidewalk, or, you know, on the crosswalk, and a car is completely silent beside me. And as soon as I get, you know, through the crosswalk, I hear the car start up and it takes off. That's very, I have a car that does that. I turn it off every time I get in the thing. Every time I start the car, that's the first button I push. Turn that adaptive stupid thing off. I don't want it stopping every time I pull up to a stop sign. My car to keep running. My heater to work and my air conditioner to keep running. And that gas to keep, you know, just spilling out the back. Burn up that carbon. Dump it out there. So, I digress. The interesting things that are going on around us, especially with AI, the faux intelligence. I would rather call it phony intelligence rather than artificial intelligence. There's nothing intelligent about it. It's not cogent. It's not sentient. It's all a mirage. And I believe maybe at some point this may be part of the end times savior that people are going to look to. That AI, or it's, there's all kinds of theories now. There's also theories about aliens possibly being, you know, coming to the point where they somehow find a way to communicate with us, and the aliens say this and the aliens say that, and obviously they're the ones who started life on our planet and all this baloney stuff that's going to happen. And of course, if you don't, and look at what just happened, because it's science. Well, you don't believe they're right there. The aliens are right there. You're not going to believe them? No. So I think we're headed for some interesting times ahead. We always have been. And times behind us have been pretty interesting too. But I think things are going to get more intense, more involved, more scattered and chaotic, in my opinion. This year is going to be a very important year, I think, especially with the presidential election coming up and what ends up happening with the primaries and everything that happens here as we push forward into the fall. This is going to be a very, as it unfolds, it's going to be a very interesting year. Unfortunately, I'm going to be very busy this first part of the year, and I won't have as much time to dedicate to scouring the interwebs for you and reporting on, surmising, giving my synopsis of what's happening with typical news media. Like I said, I think that if anybody really wants to blow the lid off of what happened with the Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, Jim Biden, all three of them, Joe and his brother Jim and Hunter should all be in jail, period. Any of us would be. If we did anything like they did, we'd be in jail. Hillary Clinton would be in jail. It's absolutely insane and ridiculous. They got away with what they got away with. And are getting away with what they're getting away with. But that's the world we live in. That's the nature of our current administration. And I think there's some people who are kind of developing some guts, some fortitude. And they're coming out and making statements. I think that the recent kerfuffle that happened when they were putting Kevin McCarthy into office, into speakership, I think helped to kind of bring that out. I think it kind of iron sharpens iron, as you will. I think that kind of brought out the boldness that some people, sometimes I think other senators, other Congress people, other House representatives, they're just kind of, they're on the fence, they don't like what's happening. But when somebody kind of comes out and defines their uncertainty, defines the questions that they have, it's like, oh yeah, this is on track with where I'm at. I have to agree. I'm here too. I don't like what's happening. This has happened in multiple times in small meetings where I've been in small groups where everybody's, you can kind of get this sense that everybody's kind of not really on board with what's happening, but nobody really wants to say anything. And then one person speaks up, and the next thing you know, somebody else was just about to speak up, but they didn't really quite sure if they should speak up. And then you know, find out that about more than half the group is, we none of us like this. As I get older, I find that I'm, which is maybe why we have, it's better for older people to be in leadership. The older I get, the more I realize I really don't care anymore what other people think about me, who I am, or what I know who I am. And I'm just perfectly fine with saying what I believe. I don't have to say it that I'm, act like I'm right about everything. And that's the other part of it. I may be wrong, but I'm going to let you know what I think and what can go from there. We can have it out without our discussion. I'm okay with that. Not threatened by that. Not threatened about being wrong. But we you know, just being able to have it. I'm just gonna let it fly. You know, you can say I'm silly or some crazy weird ideas, which I do. But it's not going to be the kind of thing where I'm going to be quiet about it. Unless I, it just doesn't matter. I mean, there's things I'm just going to blurt out stuff just for the sake of blurting it out. Even though that's what I do on this show, but that's kind of what the show is about. And it's very therapeutic for me, by the way. Thank you very much for listening, because it is very therapeutic for me to just blurt out all the things that are in my head. Hopefully it resonates with you and you can kind of agree, or maybe I can help you define the things that you're feeling as well, that you feel like you're not alone in thinking these thoughts. Or maybe I can add a different perspective and a different paradigm to where you're at, a paradigm. So you can kind of see things from another angle, or I can kind of point to some things. Hopefully, the hope is here that in some small way, maybe I can kind of help you learn how to think or how to see things differently, or to kind of step back and take a perspective that you otherwise wouldn't have, that you'd just be droning on listening to all the pundits out there. But I digress. Again. So Thursday, it's Thursday, or week is almost over. We have one more day of the week, and I've finished up working on my car. I don't know if I said anything about this on the last show or not. I spent most of the last couple of days changing the timing belt, serpentine belt, water pump, idler pulleys, all that stuff on my car. I started it up this afternoon, and it runs. That's the reason I didn't have a show this morning. So kind of busy working on that. So it's running, and I just have to put a couple covers back on it, and it's all ready to go. I was going to change the brakes too, but I think I might do that at home. It's been nice to be able to do that in a heated building, but I don't have room to change the brakes in my heated building, or not yet anyway. So I might just take that home and do what I can with the brakes at home. But they do need to be changed as well. So I might do that tomorrow. We'll see how that goes, among other things. Once again, folks, thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. And there should be some bumper music coming in here, but I don't hear it yet. Ah, my bumper music. It's going to bump me right out of here. Let's guys have a bumpy day. We have a plan for a show tomorrow. Hopefully tomorrow morning, between 8 and 9, live show. So make sure you make it for that. Make sure you're awake. Don't hit that snooze button too many times. You won't hear it. Folks, thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for praying for our nation and our leaders. Pray that the church will be the church. Stand up and fight for what's right. Proclaim the truth. God bless, folks. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and especially the evening. And I'll see you tomorrow morning. Well, I'll hear you. You'll hear me tomorrow morning. I won't hear you. I don't know. We'll figure it out. God bless, folks. Talk to you later. See ya. Take off now.